Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, care not for the storms raging about you. Don't look at the winds and the waves. Don't look at the threatening circumstances, for they are there to distract you and to keep your eyes off the harvest. Don't listen to the voices that say, you can't do that, or it isn't going to work out. Keep your eyes upon me, for as you keep your eyes upon me, I will guide you with my eye. I will tug on your heart, and you will move in the direction I guide you as a master guides a good servant. I'm imparting to you this day a seer anointing. You will make choices that to other people don't make sense, because you will not be led by the mind, but by the seer gifting down on the inside of you that originates with me. Write down what you see, even telling your trusted companions. Say to them, I'm not sure what this means, but I need to tell you so we have a record of it. Don't get bogged down in the symbols, because it's not about what I show you so much as your reaction to it. Revelation will come. Lives will be changed. You will be launched into a place of usefulness and blessing in my kingdom. Don't be cyclical in your thinking, like the children of Israel going round and round and round in the wilderness, repeating the same choices time and again. Don't look back. Don't look to your left or to your right. Be linear in your thinking and in your decision making under the pressures you're facing, choosing the shortest path to absolute obedience to my word and to my leading. As you do so, you're going to break forth into the kingdom, and I will immerse you in my righteousness, joy, and peace, even the peace that passes understanding, taking you beyond the familiar and those things that are commonplace, into the secrets from on high that will put you over and establish you in my purposes. There's a healing anointing upon you. Put your hands upon the sick, even those who are terminal or have chronic problems, and speak the words of my spirit over them. You will see a change come in their life. Some, according to their faith, will have a full recovery to the amazement of medical staff and family members. Use oil to anoint them, for anointing oil is a medium of transference of my healing graces. Touch others with it. Pray and speak the words of life, and I will speak through you and bring deliverance and healing, not only to physical bodies, but even to those who are broken in mind and spirit, and people will be restored to wholeness and hope, for I am the God who substantiates their hope and substantiates your hope, for what you speak over others, you yourself will experience, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW, if you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.